Yeah. Kum landed a black gemara. We'll start from the tzvav of bay near the bottom because I have a little question over here, and we'll put it out there on the web. If anybody wants to answer the question, would greatly appreciate it. The gemara says here 5-6 lines from the bottom of the page. Tzvav of bay in the bottom. Tani the bavadi kamei the rabba. Bavadi learned before rabba. V'limad the tam. It says limad the tam. It could have said just like before chsav tam. Okay, so of course, of a kosav, it says a ksav tam, which is a ksiv tam. So also, lemada tam is limud tam, complete learning. She yehei limudcha tam. That your learning should be whole. What do you mean whole? That you should get used to saying the words whole. She yitin revach ben advokim. That you should give space between words that are attached. What do you mean words that are attached? Only Rava Basay. So Rava answered in response, and he said, I'll give you a few examples. Al and levavcha. As Rashi explains, if you have any word where the last letter of the previous word and the first letter of the next word are identical, if you say quickly, you're going to swallow the letter. So therefore, you have to separate them. Like al levavchem, levavchem, abechol levavchem, chol levavchem, eisa v'satcha v'varetem meheda, or hakonof psil, and eschem eretz. All of these words, the last letter of the first word and the first letter of the next word are the same. You swallow it, you are going to, miss out. And Taisus brings more examples of the last letter is a mem and the first letter is an aleph. If you say quickly, you'll swallow. Or yes, what's pshat? So you have two words here that don't make sense. You have a konof and psil, and you have eisev and besotcha. So I looked up media last night. Someone told me found them somewhere a reference to the media. I looked at media last night. Media says that could be ulai. He said could be that. In the times of the Gemara, there was no difference between a beis and a vase or a fei and a pei. But I remember many years ago I saw in the Sefer where he, I said yesterday, I thought it was Get Mekusher, but I'm not 100% sure. Haven't seen recently. He writes there that no dialect today is correct. For example, Ashkenaz is wrong. Where are we wrong in Ashkenaz? He's very accurate in Kometz and Patach and Tof and Sof and all that. We're wrong is, or beis and vase and all that, but we're wrong is, an aleph and ayin by us is exactly the same when it's not. A ches and a chaf are exactly the same when it's not. A gimel dogush or not, you know, we don't know how to say the difference between a gimel or gimel, whatever it is. So we do that wrong. Havoras Vadid, he said, is worse because comments and patach are not the same, and tough and soft are not the same, and so on and so forth. And he goes through Taman as well. He says also the inaccuracies there. So he says that in those times, the Gemara, a vase and a base was always the same. No such thing as a base and a vase. No such thing as a fey and a pay. It was either all vases or all bases. We're not sure. Either all fays or all pays. Haraya, the Gemara clearly says right here. It's clear. The Gemara says that if you, and the way Rashi learns, if you said Eisev Besodcha, it's the same letter ending at the beginning. So obviously you said it exactly the same. We don't know which one it is. So my question yesterday was, so how come the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch 200 years ago and the Mishnah Berurah a lot more closer quotes the Gemara exactly the way it is here? Eisev Besodcha today has no place. A konof psil has no place. Take it out. Because Shulchan Aruch does add what the Rifs add. So we adapted the Gemara because of new things. So why does Shulchan Aruch today bring down Hakonof Psil and Eisev Besodcha? I don't know. So I'm asking it out there in the world. If anybody has an answer, if anybody's listening, come back. Okay. Let's continue. Says, is very careful in the letters. They will cool down the Gehenna for him. It says, "Beporas Shakai." That when the Eibishter will spread out, Melochim, the kings of the Tashlik, but Talmon, he'll whiten the snow, the shadow. So when the Taisha Pesach, when Shakai means when you go ahead and you separate the words of Hashem, which means you separate every word of Shema. Altikri, and what's going to happen? The kings in it, the Malachim in it. Altikri, but Talmon from Moses will say. You from Gehenna. And we spoke about yesterday that Tzlach says he doesn't understand who we're talking to here. Tzadikim, what are they doing in Gehenna? So obviously there's a level of Gehenna where the Tzlach understands, where they don't really get burnt in Gehenna. They get only singed, and this will then protect them from that. Others learn, I forgot who it was already, he learns Kipshutta. You can do all the Vedas in the world, but if you say Shema properly and you enunciate the words correctly, even though we said before, you yates if you're not, but if you enunciate correctly, you're spared Gehenna. So you want to write by Bilam. Does he bring together tents and rivers, like some say, Matoivu, Olecha, Yaakov, Mishkan, Yisrael, and then the next pasuk in the Chalim Natoyu, or the way Rashi learns in this very pasuk itself, like rivers, you extend them, you spread them out. Gigantic, you know, like gardens on the river, kaholim nota, and like tents you pitched. Tasha says it can't. This kaholim over here has nothing to do with tents; it has to do with spices. Aloy, whatever it's called, some other spices, but therefore we're talking about matrei voylecha. But Rashi learns gaholim means tents. Loim will tell you, man gaholim mainlands are tuma latara, it's like rivers. They elevate a person from tuma to tara, av olim tents. Tents of what? Of learning Torah is malin as a adam kavchei with a kavchus. Even in Aveda, if you learn Torah, it will give you tshuva, it will help you. It says in the Mishnah, if you read it backwards, not Yotze, we already learned the Machlekes Rishonim. The other, the Rosh Hashanah learned that if you said the sentences out of sequence, you say you chsavtum, then uchartum. But the Rashi learns a few days ago, it means you're saying the words backwards. Sharecha, and then you work your way backwards, which we spoke about. It's very difficult to understand why you need a pasuk to tell me you're not Yotze if you say backwards. It's incoherent. That doesn't make sense. Why would you think that you're Yotze that you have to tell me? Unless you're just saying words, regardless, as long as the words are kedusha, like a code, when you open the door, you have the numbers. It doesn't make a difference which sequence you make the numbers, as long as you say the you put the code in, it opens the door. Maybe that's, we would have thought the same thing here. I don't know. Rabbi Rabasi have a kokot. In the mission, it says that if you made a mistake, you don't know where you made a mistake, you got to go back to the beginning, or if you know where it is, you go back to the place where you made the mistake. So what happens? Rabbi Rabasi have a kokot in the gun and Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Rabasi, they were tying together a chuppah. They were preparing a chuppah for Rabbi Lozer. He said to them, he was a chassan. In the meantime, while you guys are working hard, I'll go and base a medrash and hear what's going on. The Eisei, I'll come back and I will tell you exactly what I heard. And he went and he found the Tana, learning before Rabbi Yechanan the following. Kora, you read Vatar, you made a mistake. Any day later, you read, you made a mistake, and you have no idea where you made the mistake. Then what you do is, it depends where you're learning, where you're up to in Krishna. The Emtzapede, if you're in the middle of the paragraph, Yachzel Roish, you go back to the beginning. Let's say you know it's in Vahafta Roish, you made a mistake, but you skipped a word or something, and you don't know which word you skipped. Go back to the beginning of that paragraph. Bain Pedic Lepedic, you know that you finished a parsha. You don't know if you finished Vahafta, you don't remember if you finished Vahoy Shmoya, and you know you missed a word in that paragraph. So Yachzel Lepedic Rishon, you go back as if you finished the first Pedic, and you go back to Vahoy Shmoya. Bain Ksiva Leksiva. If, let's say, you made a mistake between Chsavtum and Chsavtum, you can't remember whether it's a Chsavtum from Vahafta or Chsavtum from Vahoy Shmoya, then Yachzel Leksiva Rishon, go back to the first Chsavtum. And they continue from there. Omele Rabbi Yechon said a new thing. It's not a continuation. Okay, some of the Shain learns continuation of Chsavtum. Now, when do we say it? Let's learn the Shain learn like Rashi. The Shain learn like this. Rabbi Yechon said, Loishana, when do we say if you don't know which Chsavtum you're up to, you go back to the first one, Elishalet, possible man yibu yimechim. You didn't start saying the man yibu. Avo, possible man yibu yimechim. If you began saying man yibu, then sirchin okar. Obviously, that's what you're up to. Because you know it so, you say it so often by heart, even though you're not allowed to say the Varnashab Chsav, but here you learn it automatically by saying it so often. So if you're starting a man yibu, definitely you said a minute ago Chsavtum from Bahayim Shemaya. Asi. Okay, so that is a sichenoket. Rashi learned, however, the pshat is that Amriyach is a new thing, going back to the beginning. If you made a mistake in a word and you don't know which word it is, you go back to the beginning of the paragraph, but not only if it's in Vahafta Vayim Shemaya, but if you passed the man Yibu and you're in Vayimir and you made a mistake in Vayimir, a word you missed in Vayimir, you don't have to go back to the beginning. Says Rashi, you know why? Because everyone knew Vayimir by heart so well that it's impossible you made a mistake. Davke Vayemir. Look at Rashi here, which is, and that's how the Rashba learned Pshat and Rashi. Sirche Noket, Ein Litteis Mekanad Emes Yatzer, from Vayemir to the end. You don't make a mistake. The Ein Tzadik Lachzer, you don't have to go back to the Emes, Shahapar Shishigura Beviv. How do you explain that? That Vayemir, everyone knows by heart word for word, and Vahoyim Shemoyim and Vahafta, which is what you always say before then, you don't. Very hard. And first of all, half the way you say at night before you go to sleep, and in Netzer Sro we learned they don't even say about Yemen at nights. So, what's
Pshat Rashi? Because the similarities of the first two that you
so you mix up.
You don't know if you're the first or second.
Maybe. Okay. Good answer. Maybe according to Rashi, very problematic. What about it? So then you shouldn't make mistakes. No, but he's saying here is that maybe good point, and maybe because we have to and Yishmoya are similar, that in itself is the grounds why you might have made a mistake. Because you're Vayim Shemaya, and by mistake suddenly you said a word that was really Vahavta. But Vayim is so very good. Maybe that's good. Taking Rabbi to Vasi, and he came, but also he brought it with him, Amaluhu, and the Rabbi Rabasi said to him, Ilu lebonu lishmoy dovazet dayen. Only heard, came to hear this thing. Wonderful. Says the Mishnah, ha'umnin, a craftsman or a worker, even though umnin means anybody, koidin b'reisha ilu, when it comes to Krishna, they're on top of a tree, they remain on top of the tree, b'reisha nidvach, or on top of a wall, a stone wall, they stay on top, and they read Krishna. Masha eina rashoin kein, lasa kein b'tfilah, but you're not allowed to do this thing when it comes to Shmoinesa. When it comes to Shmoinesa, they cannot stay on top of the tree, or on top of the wall, they have to come down. Why? Because davening, you have to mean what you're saying. You're asking the Eivishter for help, petition the Eivishter to help, and the kavana. And on top of the tree, on top of the wall, you're constantly concerned you might fall down. So therefore, it's not good if you come down. That's number one. Next din. Chosn potem, we already had it before. A chosn's exempt from Krishna. Lilo Rishina, from the night he gets married. Ab Matzoi Shabbos, we give him for an. He used to get married on Wednesday night in case he found that his wife wasn't a psula, so he has to go to Bezin. And we're scared of if the Bezin is only 2 days later, by the time, you know, Thursday comes along, he will have Rachmanis on his wife because he likes her already. But the next morning, he will go to Bezin. So Bezin's only convened on Mondays and Thursdays, so they got married. Psula Nisas, Bidu Yom Revi. We had that in Ksuvis. Get married on Wednesday, they have 4 nights. Wednesday, if they didn't have any relations, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Shabbos night, he's still all confused because of the mitzvah, or he's preoccupied, so therefore he is potter. Imla Elsa Maisa. But the moment they have relations, you're no longer that nervous. Maisa Bedava Gamlil Shanosa Ishi married a woman, Vikoda Lila Rishaina, and he read the first night Krishna. Omlo Tamido. So his Tamidim said to him, Limaratona Rabbeinu, didn't you teach Shechasan Potter Mikrishma? So this is where you learn out that if you see your Rebbe doing something wrong, you don't just say, Rebbe, you just did something wrong. You say, Rebbe, didn't you tell us once, so and so and so? Maybe he said Krishma Vel Chassid, you know, it took an hour to say Krishma Vel Mitta properly. Oh, this is Maidav. Maidav Krishma, in Shul. Omalem, he said, I'm not going to listen to you. I don't care what you tell me to lose out, miss out on Mikabel Ul Malchus Shemayim, which we'll see later. So, you're talking about we learned. Ha'umnin kaidi b'reshilin, that these tradesmen, they used to read on top of a tree, Krishna b'reshilin, on top of the wall, umispalin, but there are two trees that are exception. There are a lot of daven b'reshah zayis, so b'reshah tain, a lot of daven on top of an olive tree, on top of a fig tree. Why? So Rashi explains they're very leafy, a lot of branches, so therefore you are secure. And they're on top of an olive tree, or on top of a date tree, they can stand and daven, they felt comfortable davening. Others say Pumfa Kev, because there are a lot of branches, the problem is that it's a big job to come down, and therefore it's a tircha, too much of a tircha for the employee. But other trees are much easier to come down. Bishar Kolonas, Yodin Lamatas, probably have to go down and daven. Ubalabayi, when it comes to Balabayi, is Benkach, the owner himself. Benkach, Yodin Lamatas, probably. When it comes to the owner, he has to come down for Shmoneser. Doesn't mention Krishna, which according to most of Shayim sounds, Krishna, he can also stay on top. But when it comes to davening, he doesn't have the excuse, oh, I'm stable, because these people are on your time. They have no right to take a certain grace, whatever it is, on your cheshbon. But you're the Balabas. So you go ahead and do it. And second of all, the other Rishonim say the Baal Bas is never as good an employee as an employee. He's not as skilled as the employees. So they know how to stand on top of an olive tree and they can daven. You can't. So therefore, that's why you hire them, because you're not as good. So therefore, you should come down. He's not settled. Rami le Rav Mori brought the Bashmul Rava. So Rav Mori, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, asked Shmuel Rava a question. And we already learned in Ksuvah's the story why he was always called Rav Mori, was always the son of the daughter of Shmuel, because the daughter of Shmuel was captured. And the Gemara says in Ksuvah that anybody in Kedusha, that any woman that is captured, we assume automatically that they were raped, and therefore she cannot marry a Kohen. But if they come forward and they notify us that they were captured, we didn't know without them. So it's Pesha Asr who are Pesha Yitir. And then they tell them nothing happened, we trust them. So the daughters of Shmuel were very clever and they were captured. So they told the captors, you wait outside, we'll go into the shul and we'll convince them to pay a lot of money. They walked into the shul and they said to everybody, we were captured, but nothing happened. So right away they were ruled that they're kosher. 5 minutes later, the captors came in and got their money. So they were found kosher. But one of the captors did that actually to the daughter of Shmuel. And later on he became a gay. His name was Isser Giyoda. And the question whether his name is always Isser or he became Isser afterwards to acknowledge that he did something wrong and he was doing tshuva. And he had a few sons. All of them were Amoraim. And one of them is Amori. Another one, Mazutra, but not the Mazutra that we know. Another Mazutra, another one called Rava. So he had all of his three sons were great tzaddikim. And he became himself. He's brought down the Gemara, and he had issues with Rav, if you remember, in Ksuvos and so on. Anyway, so he did. Amari was always called the son of the daughter because he was conceived when his father was a goy. Even though he was born, Leidasa was Bigdusha, but Hayrasa Shalai Bigdusha. Time we learn how Umnin claim Rashi, and the Umnin can read on top of a tree, what is it on top of a wall? Alma Labai Kamona Zaraya sounds like. Right now we're thinking that the Stang the Mishnah that they're continuing to work while they're davening and saying Krishna. Sounds like that they can read Krishna, you don't need Kamona at all. No, but I mean, we learned before, HaKadosh Ma Tzodesh Yechav Liba, you have to have Kavanah. The question is only how far, only Shema Bar Shem, or Vahavta, or Yishmoya, but you have, or Tel Alavech, but you have to have Kavanah. Shenem Shema Yisrael, and Ula Halo Eman Haskes Shema Yisrael. Ma La Halo Ma Haskel Kama Haskes. Ishtik, I didn't know what to say. Amale, he turned back and said, Midei Shmi Eloch, Baha, did you hear something about this? Amale, Hachim Arav Shesh, he says, well, who should betail you the Malachtam? The Kaidin, you misunderstood Shad the Mishnah. You think that they continued working and they read Shema. No, they stopped working. And they read Shema, so they were able to have kavanah. The Gemara of Tanya, we learn Basil says Oiskim v'Malachtan v'Kaidin. Basil says that they were doing the malacha and they were reading. He says clearly that they were working and yet they were reading Shema like Kasha. Habet Peder Grishin, Habet Peder Sheni. V'Hafta, you have to have kavanah. They had to stop. V'Hayin Shema, you don't need kavanah. They can continue working, even though we paskin halacha l'maisa. And Rav was one of paskin that the halacha is only Shema. You need kavanah. You don't need v'Hafta. So Rashi is saying here. I'm only giving this as an example, but really this din is only for Shema and Baruch Shem that you have to stop working. And v'Hafta, you can work already. The Rif says no. Even though the kavanah, you only need Shema and Baruch Shem. But over here, when it comes to this, you need the entire v'Hafta because otherwise it's very casual and it's not nice. To daven, forget about it, kavanah. It's just not nice to daven to Abish, then you're busy working. Rabbi Skolichev was able to, you know, to justify the people who were smearing the wheels and saying, look, even while they're smearing the wheels, they're davening. But in halacha, you want that when they daven, you should stop. But they're doing. Talmud we learned, the workers who did malacha, Eitzah Balabayis for Balabas, Koyin Krishma, they read Krishma, Mavorchin Lefanachra. They daven before Krishma, afterwards, Vaichlin Pita, and they eat their bread, and Mavorchin Lefanachra, and they eat, make a bracha before and after. So they make a bracha, Maitzi, and they bench. Or Mispalin Tfilisha Shmoinesa, and they daven the entire Shmoinesa. The entire full Shmonesa, Avalein Yordin Lifnateva, but we don't want you to have a chazan and everything take your time, a noisin kapem. And nor should you be duchin. We learned that there's another brayz that says that they didn't say the entire Shemnesa. They did the abridged version of Shemnesa, which is called Me'en Yudches. It's one paragraph that contains the entire Shemnesa. We'll see later. Havinenu, which is an abridged version of the entire Shemnesa, includes 11 brachas. And then, by the way, what is it? The first three and the last three brachas of Shemnesa did it properly, and then the 13 brachas in between, they put it into one paragraph, condensed it. So which one is it? It's not which one is it. It's a machlekes. Later on, it's a machlekes during the week, which Shmonesa should be daven? Har Rabbi Gamliel and Har Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Gamliel says that every day we daven the full 18 brachas, and Rabbi Shua says, no, every day we daven only the bridge version. Says the Gemara, Eid Rabbi Shua, if this brisa follows Rabbi Shua, then my Eid Yepoili, why highlight that workers, I feel like Kolob Nami, every person the same thing, Eid Rabbi Gamliel, really, both Rabbi Gamliel, but the Kasha, Kamba, Oisim, Bishar, they're working for a wage, so they're working on the Balabas' time, they should daven the condensed version, only having Enu. Kamba, Oisim, Bishudasin. And here they're talking about, they're doing it in their, they're getting paid only room aboard, then they should daven the full Shmonesa. Says the Gemara of Atani, B'taka Lidna Braise, Hapoilim workers, Oisim Malach, Eitzah Balabais, workers in Malach by Balabas, Koidin Krishma, Mespalin, they would read Krishma, they would daven, Va'ichli Pitin, eat the bread. And the Rashi's version is, Ve'ein Mevarchim Lefana. You don't make a bracha before, and Rashi says, why? She'ein Min HaTayra. Rashi says, because the bracha before is not Min HaTayra. Practically speaking, I don't understand, how long does it take to make a bracha before? Literally, seconds. What's the big deal? And, anyway, but you're not talking bracha because it's only a drabbanon. So yesterday, the Tur says in Shulchan Aruch that he found a Rambam where the Rambam says that bracha mitzi is mahatayda. And then they want to say it's a tosat fus. Those are Rambam. But the other Rishonim say mevarchil fana. Could be that some of those Rishonim who say that you do make a bracha based on what Rashi says that you don't. Because the Rabbanon, maybe they hold you do make a bracha mitzi because it is mahatayda. You definitely bench afterwards, but in the bridge version, shtayim, only two brachas. Kate said, how do we do it? Bracha rishayna kitikuna. Hazan is correctly, is done word for word the way we have it because Moshe Rabbeinu composed it. And Shni, the second bracha, poseach birchas aretz, you begin with birchas aretz, the koila b'bayin yishalayim. And you koila b'bayin yishalayim birchas aretz. And you include yishalayim in birchas aretz. Machlekes rishayna, whether you're choysim birchas aretz, whether you conclude the birchas aretz, or you conclude in the yishalayim, and you just start with neilucha. And Bamedram Murim, when do we say this? He condenses the two. If you're getting on a wage, if you're going on a wage, you have to condense it. Avol Oisim Besodosim, if you're getting just a meal, or Shebalabais Mesiv Iman, if the Balabas sat there with you, then Mavarchet Tikuna. Tais already asked the question, how can you change temporary benchings, Mahatayda? It says, as the Chum have the Koyach to change things around, which clearly the Altrebbe brings in Kuntas Acher from here as a proof that Tais holds that not only is benching Mahatayda, but the structure of the Brachas is Mahatayda. Otherwise, this question, Mahatayda, you have to bench. Mahatayda, you have to daven every day, but the davening itself is Rabbanan. If Mahatayda, you have to bench, the benching itself is Midrabbanan. So then what's the problem? The Rabbanan come along and say, this is a condensed into two brachas. The fact that Tais asked the question and then he has to give his whole answer is that Tais holds that not only the benching is Mahatayda, but the structure of the three brachas is Mahatayda. And other Rishonim argue. Says he, what about, in fact, that's what they answer. They say it's not Mahatayda. Simple as that. Thinking of Chassan Pat Makrisha, where we had this Gemara a few days ago, we'll go through quickly. Chassan is a Makrisha, but we learned, Vishitcha Bevesecha, sitting at home. This is Rashi's version. If you remember, Tais and Sukkah has a different version. Pratlo Ising Mitzah, this excludes somebody who learns, who is doing a mitzah. Overlet Chabaderech, if you're traveling on the road, Pratlo Chassan, a Chassan is not really doing a mitzah right now, it's more in his mind that he's thinking about the mitzah he's going to do. And he's also exempt. So it's not included in just Tamo Ising Mitzah. Mekan Omru, we learn how Kain of Tzuli, you're betting a girl for the first time. Potter, you are Potter, but our widow is Chai, my Mashma. How do you see from Melech Chabaderech that it means that you're Potter by a mitzah? I want to pop a key derech. When you normally travel, Ma Derech, the Shus, when you travel, you're doing for your own needs. I've Hachanam, the Shus, for your own needs. Anyone who told you, Mila is Kindy Gondar Mitzah, maybe Derech means any reason why you're traveling, including for a mitzvah. Says, I want you to read Krishma. My belechtecha in traveling for yourself, for your own personal needs. Who the mechayevet? The mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah, petita, you are potter. If so, the ma'idi, if the whole word is because you're not even doing a mitzvah, you're just thinking, you're preoccupied. So right now, the Gemara thinks it's the preoccupation that denies you the opportunity to focus. If so, ma'idi, why dafka hakain is absurd? Why only if you marry a girl for the first time? I feel like I'm not even a widow. So what is not that? It's not that such a confusing thing. But you're still not really thinking straight. The Gemara says hakatadakatarid. The chiluk is here. You're tarid. You cannot think straight there. But you're not so excited, you can focus. So the vart is not mitzvah then. The vart is not because you're getting married. The vart is because tirda. What about if a guy just lost all his money in the stock market? Also tirda. So why isn't that person exempt from reading Krishna? Imishum tirda, I feel tiva tosas mayam, nami, even the ship is submerged in the water, capsized. Should also be potter. Alamada amarab, abba, bazazam, amarab, oval. An oval who's a person who cannot focus. Chayiv, the whole mitzvah, the mutter is obligated to do everything mitzvah. The chus tirda is the only exception. Shaynem, ben peer, says peer, splendor, shenem, peer, chavosh. Ches was told to which film, but everyone else doesn't. So we see Lechayda that Tirda alone is not an excuse. Ask him, are you right? We need two variables here. How many? Hosam Tirda the Rishus, Hocha Tirda the Mitzvah. You need two things. You need, it's a Tirda, but it's about a Mitzvah. Even though you're not doing a Mitzvah right now, it's only Let Chavaderech, on the way to do a Mitzvah, you are Potter if there's Tirda. You're marrying a Psul, not if you're marrying a widow. Says the Mishnah. Rochatz Laila Harishan Shemesa Ishtar Adam Gamliel, then. Now the din is when a person one of the seven relatives passes away, you become an oinin, and an oinin is potter from all the mitzvahs, and the oinin the first day is mahatayra. Then you have avela starts, kicks in right after the kavur, avela starts. And you have the day and then the following night. So and there's a machlek, you'll see later. The machlek is a shayinim if the first day, we had a machlek is tonight. But in shayinim, a machlek is whether aninis, the first day is mahatayda, but also the following night or not. And we say it's only achirisa kiyemar, like a bitter day, so it's only the day. And then machlek is a shayinim if avelis and aninis is the same thing. Many of the shayinim hold that avelis is the same thing, which means that avelis, the first day, is mahatayda. The rest is only midrabbanan. Others say, there's no such thing as a velus matayda. But Haraya, we had in Marek Suvas in the beginning, that if a person is about to get married and suddenly one of his parents pass away, they put that aside and they continue with the wedding and have the Shev Baruchas and they start the velus afterwards. Now, if a velus is matayda, how can you push off the velus? At least the first day. Haraya, there's no a velus matayda at all. The third opinion says that a velus 7 days is matayda. 7 days is matayda. So now, Rochatz Laila Harishan, he bathed himself. And Ovel's not allowed to bathe himself. The first night after the burial, Rabbi Gamliel bathed himself. Shemais Ishtar, his wife died. Omro Tamidu of Limaraton Rabbeinu. Again, you taught her, so Ovel's not allowed to bathe himself. Yeah. Omolem, Eini Kishabin, I'm different. Istinisani, I am a very fastidious person. I am a very clean person, and I need to make sure that I took a bath. Some of the Shainim say, because it's a sakana for him. Tezis, and other shem say if it's a sakana, then who cares? It's not just say sakana. Sakana is always everything's permitted. So they learned that if what he was trying to say to them is you're not allowed to do it for pleasure. But if I'm an istinus, I'm not doing it for pleasure. I'm doing it because pasha, I can't. It's crawling in my skin. I can't live without it. And it's like Rabbi Yosef said in the Arab Sochim that a person, one of the three worst things for a shloisha chayim and chayim, three people are not alive. One of them is an istinus. But you know, I had a Rebbe once in the Beis HaMedrash, which was a very big room, so my Rosh Hashiva there, if he saw a piece of paper on the other end of the room, he would either chalish, vomit, or start screaming, just like that. So the room was like spotless clean. He was an istinus, in the full sense of the word. And he always told us how he was an istinus. And he understands Rav Gamliel. Because or Rav Yosef over there, who said shloisha chayim ein chayim, you can't. It's not a life. What do you call it today? OCD and all that kind of stuff. So therefore, it's al tainug. Ukshemesh tavi avde. When tavi, next thing is his slave tavi died. Kibul of tachumin. The people came and they wished him. They gave him condolences. Omro tamida lematon. Did you teach us she'ein mekabel tachumin lavadi? You're not supposed to. You're not allowed to accept condolences for your eved. We'll see anything more. Why not? Omalem in. He's different. Kosher. He was a kosher guy, and therefore is different. We'll soon see what that means. Next thing is chotzen. A chotzen. We just said before, chotzen is exempt to rikrishma, but like Rav Gamliel just did. Rav Gamliel just read Krishna because he said, "You're not going to take away from me my mitzvah." Rabbi Shimon Gelam, his son, said, even though it's true, not everybody who wants to walk around saying, "I need to mekabel elav shemayim," can do it. Because mechzik yira, look like you're full of hubris, like you're very conceited, you're haughty. It's only a person that is stam, a very firm person and does a lot of chumras, then he can do this as well. But otherwise, you're very haughty. Today, it says already, since we don't have kavana, this whole din doesn't apply. Faket, if today somebody says, "I'm not going to read Krishna because I'm a chassan," then that is mechzik yira. What? You have kavana every time, and punk tonight, you can't have the right kavana. So that is the other way around. Says the Gemara, my time, Rav Gamliel, what's Rav Gamliel? So he holds Aninus Laila de Rabbanon. Since he holds Aninus is the Rabbanon, the Chesiva says, that the last day is like a bitter day, which is in Avelis. This is Rabbanon. So the Gemara is saying the only reason why Rav Gamliel was able at night to take a bath is because he was an Istinus, and the whole Avelis is the Rabbanon at night, so therefore he took a bath, which is very hard to understand. Kotesis brings a raya from Yom Kippur. That Yom Kippur and Isnas allowed to smear themselves because they're not doing it for Tainuk. They only asked for Tainuk. This wasn't Tainuk. They did it because he couldn't cope. So who cares then if it's Avelis or Hatayda? Let's say Avelis or Hatayda. If he's an Isnas, he's not doing it for pleasure. And the Isnas is only for pleasure. Unless by Yom Kippur, the Torah clearly calls it inuyim. It's supposed to give you, you know, these are things to deny you pleasure. The Torah clearly labels that's the Issa. By Avelis, we say don't take a bath. It doesn't say that you don't take a bath because it's pleasure. You now take a bath. So maybe over there, even though you're an Issanist, if it's Mahatayda, then it'll be Asr. Who cares if it's pleasure, not the reason why? The fact that you don't take a bath. But because it's only the Rabbanon, therefore an Issanist can. Maybe. Then he says, "Shemesh tavi avdei." Tell him what we learned. Avodim shvachas ein oedim leim b'shura. The way it used to be was, and it changed over time. I'm not exactly sure when it changed, but it used to be, as Rashi says in Unpleasant Shas, that today we have it is that the people line up two lines after the levaya, and the avelim they walk between all the people, and everyone, which is you know, says gives them condolences. A mokim nachem eschem. It used to be the other way around. The avelim would stand in one place, and everybody would usher by them and say Hamokim Minachem Eschem. Or another place Rashi says that the Avelim stood in the middle and made a circle around him, and they would all say Hamokim Minachem Eschem. So, but Avodim v'Shvachet, we don't make that Shura. And the Ein Oimim Alein Birchas Avelim, they used to be a bracha, they used to have the first meal outside that we had in Ksuvazeh, they made a bracha, we don't do that. V'Tanchumi Avelim, why not? Because if you give them Avelim, it will sound like that they're not Avodim. People will think that they're kosher people, and then they're going to think that their children are miyuchasim, the thing that these are not avodim, that they are ordinary yidden, and people say, "Oh, so the children, you're allowed to marry the child," not realizing that the children are avodim. Now, even though this is only shaykh to shivcha, not shaykh to an eved, because an eved manushach. If his wife is a shivcha, then obviously the children, you know, who cares who the eved is? The eved ain't lechayis, an eved has no children. Because if the wife is a yidden, the children are 100% kosher. And we don't care about the father. And if the wife is a goy, it's no good. So who cares by an eved if people think that he's miyuchas or not miyuchas? Makes no difference. It matters the mother. The chilek is if it's a girl, the daughter then is pogum for a coin. But if it's a boy, it makes no difference. But just that we bring avodim. Meis, there's a story. Meis, the Shivcha Shabbat, there's a Shivcha died. Nichos Ramil Nachmi, the student came into Menachmi. Kimish Roysom, he saw them. Olo Laliyah, he decided he wants to evade them, so he went upstairs. But Olo Achdi followed. They didn't realize they're not supposed to be Menachmi level. Nichos Lampilin, he went to the antechamber. Nichos Achdi followed him there. Nichos Trachni, he went to another big room. Nichos Achdi followed him. Omelem Kimadumani, it seems to me, Shatem Nichvim Bepeshim, that you guys were burnt with warm water. And I've tried to give you a clue. And it's going to go hofen. Now, I'm giving you hot water, and it's like talking to the wall. Didn't I tell you that avodim shvachas ain't oimrim alein b'shura, that you don't stand in the shura, and oimrim alein b'chla veilim, loy tem chum veilim, elama oimrim alein, what do you say when it comes to an avid? Kishem sh'oimrim alein b'shura, he has a loss, of a monetary loss. Al chamoyde shemei sehwi, hamokim yimala l'chasrein chol, kach oimrim alein b'shura, you say the same thing to if somebody loses an avid or shivchi, you say to yimala l'chasrein chol, you should make up for your loss. Hashem compensate you. So why did they want to follow him? Because they felt that an Eved is like a Kenyan Gufa. He's like, because the thing is, an Eved Kanani is different than Eved Ivi. Eved Ivi, you don't own. He's an employee. But an Eved Kanani is Kenyan Gufa. You have to give him a star, a get. So maybe it's like family. Like family, and therefore you have to. You don't need to do a yellow for them. If it's ever kosher, you know what you say for him? This guy was a good man. The Neman, he was faleslich, he was trustworthy. The Nenigi, and he was a good, hard working person, and he worked from the Yigi Kapecha, from his own hand. Omruli said to him, Him Kate, if that's the eulogy that has to be made for an Evid, Mahi Nachta Lakshadim. What better hesper can you make for a kosher person? This is the best hesper you make. A guy has integrity. A guy, we learned before, Yigi Kapecha Kiseichel, Ashrechab, you know, Toivlach, Ba'ilm Hazen, Ba'ilm Haba. What could be better than that? So if you're going to give the Evid this kind of eulogy, what are you leaving for us? There's nothing better. To be an Ish Toiv, a good man. A good name, a good person. Tell them what we learned. Ein koyrin ovus ela l'shloisha. The Rishayim have a hard time figuring out what's nafmi l'halacha. Ein koyrin ovus ela l'shloisha. The only people that we call ovus are Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Ein koyrin imoyis ela arba. And the only ones that are called imoyis are four. Ovus my timer, which the Gemara says, ovus, why? Three. Ilem shun l'yadina nimerum kosin. Why not the shvatim? Is it because we don't know which shavit come from Reuven v'Shimon? Ihochi imoyis nami l'yadina nimerocho sin imoleikis. Nor do we know by the imoyis. Do we come from Rochov Leia? The children we don't know. We don't know from the mother. These are all ones that are chashuv. So in other words, we don't include Bila and Zilpa. So some say... Sorry? No idea what the connection is either. We're talking about Yichas. We just spoke about Vodim and Yichas. So some say, it's just telling you history. Others say, if you ever say, the Eibush of Avram, help me, the Eibush of Yitzchak, like we say in Shemanesa, never say the Eibush of Reuven, or the Eibush of Shimon, or the Eibush of Yehuda. Only the Eibush of those others. And they all ask in the Haggadah, it says, Metchila Oivda Voidazor Hoya Avaseinu. Here it says, Ovis. And they were talking about Terach. And we're saying, Metchila Oivda Voidazor Hoya Avaseinu. How do you call them Avaseinu? Ovis. And I think the Chidoi asks it, and others ask it, and some of them remain to Sarachin. Why use the word Avaseinu? Anyway. Tanya would learn Avodim Vishvach and the Koinos. When it comes to Avodim Vishvach, don't call them Abba Plainy, the Ima Plainis. It used to be that for Mister, the title used to be, like you have Master, whatever it is, the title used to be Ta, or Ma, or Father, and Mother. That was, Father was like Mister, and Mother was Mrs. You shouldn't call Avodim, why? Because they're not Choshev enough. But the Rambam learns interesting, you shouldn't call them Father, Mother, because people might suspect that it's your real father, your real mother, and then therefore it'll be a blight on your family and your siblings. They'll say, oh, you're children of Avodim, and these are your brothers, so they're all, you can't marry here, you're this. But they did call it Maisalista. You bring a story that contradicts it. Mishun the Chashivi. Not clear who the Chashivi is. Either because Agmamil's children were Chashiv, everyone knew who they were, so nobody, if you learn like the Rambam, nobody would suspect that they are the children of an Eved, because everyone knew who the Agmamil's children were. Or because if you learn the Pshat of Mr. and title, they Avadim were Chashiv, so therefore you're allowed to call them Mr. Amr Blazim, it's a Pasik. It says in the Pasuk, Kain Avarechacha Bechaye, I'll bend you in my lifetime, B'Shimcha, in your name, Esa Kappa, I'll lift my hands, Kain Avarechaye, the Tishas Kishma, Kishma is our life, and B'Shimcha, Esa Kappa, you can say, B'Chol Bo'ayi, D'Chol Nashcha, which would be giving your life away. And B'Shimcha, Esa Kappa, is Utfil as Davening. Because we say in the Kohen Kappa, you say that, you know, that the clean hand, you daven today, B'Shimcha. Well, Isi Kain Avarechacha, if you do that, the Torah says, K'may Chele V'deshen Tizba Nafshi, like Chele V'deshen, she saved my life, and that was everything should go well for me. Not only Olam Hazeh you'll be rewarded, but also Olam Haba. Shemad says in the pasuk, the end of that pasuk, "V'sif Seder Nonas Yahalpi," and the lips that sing songs will Yahalopi, it says in plural. Abelazar. Now the Gemara of the next page or so is going to talk about after the end of Shemanesa, Machlek is a shrine, we'll talk more about it tomorrow, was before the Hiratzon, after the Hiratzon, they used to add a personal prayer. The whole idea of Shemanesa would be a personal prayer, and what we daven now is just a uniform prayer for everybody. So they would add something that was there. Prayer. So, Rabbi Loza, Bosom, thanks for whenever you should finish davening. Omri, you say, Hachi, the following. Yerotz Menech Hashem Lekeinu, Shet Tishken, Bepureinu, you should live in our homes, Ahava, and bring in, dwell, make sure to dwell in our homes of residence. Ahava, V'achva, V'sholom, V'revis. And V'sibr Gulein, V'talmidim. Give us lots of Talmidim. And V'tatzliach Sefeinu, Achris, V'tikva, give us all hope. And everything should go well. V'tosim, Chalkeinu, B'gan Eden. We should end them in Gan Eden. V'sakneinu, V'chavatoy, V'yetzatoy, give, make sure that we have good friends. And yet to tell you, we should have good inclinations. And v'nashkim v'nimta yochel aveinu, we should wake up in the morning and wake up with a dying anticipation. L'yida shemecha, we want to fear you. We don't want the yitzhahara to anyway. You know, during the night, give us all kinds of bad machshavas that we shouldn't wake up in the morning wanting to daven. Everything that we should experience should be all for the good. No, this is the end of Shemnes, a private thing. But that, no, Shemnes Tefillah is a specific. This is not specific, this is my life. This is my whole life to be. Abyechanan. Bosa the Messiah Slays when Isaf is davening. Ami Yahi. Yrotzamakenu should see our shame, the Sabbatino, see the tzaddas that we're in. And with his labish brachamecha, don your clothing of rachmin with his kasev uzcha, and cover yourself with strength with his ate bechatzuzecha, and then wrap yourself around with your generosity v'nagamimti with his azeh bechaninuzecha, and girdle yourself with the rachmanes v'sovil fanecha midas tovcha v'anusavon. It should come up in you the midah of toiv and your anivis. Abzeda, abzeda, and take care of us. Abzeda, bosa the messiah. When he said completely davening, amar hachi yrotzim v'nechah Hashem lekenu shloy nechte v'loy nevu shloy kolam v'seinu. His whole davening was, we shouldn't sin, and we shouldn't be embarrassed and shamed ma'avseinu from our ancestors. We should make our parents proud. Abchia bosa the matzli davened. So I'm not sure the order because it's not chronological here. So I'm not sure exactly what the order is. Abchia after he davened, amar hachi yrotzim v'nechah Hashem lekenu shatei teroscha u'menaseinu. That your Torah should become our profession. We shouldn't feel sad. We shouldn't be dark in our eyes. Rav, when he is davening, this is what Chaim Aruchim, say Rosh Chodesh. Chaim Aruchim, Chaim Shal Shalom, Chaim Shal Teve, Chaim Shal Brocha, Chaim Shal Panosa, Chaim Shal Chilut Tzatzomis, strengthening our bones. And we had in Moribamas that is the greatest brocha of them all, I guess, to be healthy. Chaim Shal Yesh Ben Bidat Chet, life of Yidat Chaim Shal Ein Ben Busha, Chlima, No Shame, and embarrassment. Chaim Shal Oisha, Vechovid, Wolf and Covid, Chaim Shal Ebono, Avas Teve, Shemaim. We should have that. Chaim Shal Timalon, Chomi Shal Lebein. Everything that we request should be given to Teva. Rebbe Bosset says he's completely davening. Amar Hachi, Yirat V'nech Hashem L'keinu V'lekei Avaseinu Shatzileinu Ma'azei Panim. Rescue us from people who have chutzpah U'ma'azuz Panim, from chutzpah itself. Me'odam Ra. And Rashi says over here, I don't want people to chep me and bother me, antagonize me. And Azuz Panim mean I don't want people to spread a rumor about me that I'm a mamzer. We had more about a whole story about it. We'll see that later. And so that's what Rebbe was davening every day. Imagine if Rebbe was being accused of being a mamzer, and this is what he was davening for. And nobody should make up stories about me and gossip. From a bad person, from a bad encounter, from a bad inclination, or from a bad friend, a bad neighbor, the sudden tries to destroy him, within kosher, with baldi kosher, benchu, bembris, bencha, and bembris. Now, interesting. Normally, taiches ain't a bembris is a goy. Rashi taiches, for whatever reason, ain't a bembris is a yid who wasn't gemalot. Why does Rashi have to say that? If he's asking the Abish to protect me from people who want to hurt me, why not from goyim as well? Why only Eden Gemalot and not Gemalot? I looked up, I couldn't find anybody talking about it. Anyway. No, there's two possible reasons why not Gemalot. Either he's an Adol, you know, like Rashi was learning. But why? What forces Rashi to learn the Ainim Abidish Mish Ainim Mo? Why not a Goy? Which is Pashtub Shot. And even though Rebbe had a whole entourage, he had a whole group of security detail, wherever he went, he still was scared of these people. So maybe that's what Rashi said, it was a Yid she'ein mol, because Goyim couldn't get close. The security guard knew, but they couldn't tell one Yid from another. How do they know who's Gemal, not Gemal? And not Gemal, who did it deliberately, is a Rasha, and he might want to harm Rebbe. Maybe that's what it was. Now Safra Bosov Efi David Amahachi. He doesn't know again. He should toss him shalom to Ma'ish and Ma'ish and Ma'ish. He should make shalom between the every nation has a malach that oversees them. That the son of Shlomayla should also get on. If they fight above, automatically that war is down here. That's what causes all the wars down here, because the malachim over there don't get on. So let there be shalom p'mayu shemayla and shalom p'mayu shemata ubeina talmidim ha'oiskim sorezecha, that you should, that also you should have, that all the talmidim will learn should also get on well with each other. Bein oiskin lishma, bein oiskin shalom lishma, and especially talmidim who learn lishma and those who don't learn lishma. We're not talking about those who, maybe even those who learn lishma. We had, there's a third kind of, there's another category, learn lishma lekanta. They do it just get to find in the Torah ways, you know, to undermine chas v'shalom the Torah. Maybe even there should be shalom there as well. Chala oiskin shalom lishma, yiratzah ji oiskin lishma. Halavai that they should talk to be oiskin lishma. Should we stop here? Okay.